Mata Hari, 1876 to 1917. Margaretha Gertruda Magritte Zell MacLeod was the beloved but spoilt daughter of a Dutch businessman who bewitched the men around her from a young age. Her dark hair and olive skin was considered exotic, and her height of 177 centimeters made her a formidable woman, actually taller than most Dutch men at the time. After her father went bankrupt and her mother died, in order to escape the boredom of small-town life, she married Captain Rudolf MacLeod, serving in the Dutch Army in the East Indies. Her marriage, though providing financial security and inclusion in the Dutch upper class, was disastrous. Her husband was not only an alcoholic, but also infected her with syphilis, which probably caused the early death of their son. Stationed in the East Indies, Margaretha had an opportunity to study the culture and dancing of the island of Java, on which she capitalized after her divorce from MacLeod in 1902, who had left her penniless. In Paris, she reinvented herself as Mata Hari, meaning sunrise, or more literally, the eye of the day in the language of the Dutch East Indies, and became notorious but very popular for her exotic dancing and string of wealthy lovers. Unfortunately, she signed a contract to dance in Berlin for 6 months just before World War I broke out, when her furs and money had been seized and she had to charm a Dutch businessman for her train fare to Amsterdam. Some of her biographers believe that she attended a German spy academy, but neither the British nor the French could find anything to prove this. During the war, Mata Hari fell in love with a Russian officer, nearly 20 years her junior, who was wounded in battle. In order to get money, she agreed to spy on the Germans for the French. She was supposed to extract secrets from German officers, but her mission didn't go as planned. When back in Paris, she was accused of spying for Germany, tried and sentenced to death. Since no one had any evidence against her, or could point to a single document, plan, or secret that she passed to the Germans, it is still questionable whether she was involved in German espionage at all. The courageous woman faced the firing squad without a blindfold, in her best clothes, stylish, to death.